This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Zoom.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Zoom.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
Just excited to talk about... NBA.
What are you talking about?
NHL,
I got notes for days.
Hey, go Beavs.
I got notes.
Our Beavers.
Yeah, they're getting ready to start right now, aren't they?
That's right. 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
They're going with the
Beavers,
opener.
How about that?
Oh.
Winner take all. They're going with the opener.
Well, don't you think, not to launch into hot sports talk, but we're going to go ahead and do that. Don't you think it's kind of hard to play five? If this would be their fifth game, right?
So they lost one. So they lost one and then.
1-3.
I think it'll be their fourth.
I think it'll be their fourth.
The most you can play in a region is four. Because if you were to lose two, you're out, and you have to win at least three to win.
Yeah,
because
they lost one, beat St. Mary's to go back, eliminate St. Mary's, and then beat USC.
Last night.
USC has to lose twice, and now today will be the winner
take. Okay, so this is their fourth game.
Fourth game.
In 3 days?
Yes.
Or 4 days?
Well, 4 days, so they started Friday.
Yeah. And yesterday, yesterday was the double, but they had a double header.
Yeah, they had two yesterday, so it's 3 days.
Friday, yeah, I think they may have started on Saturday.
Did they? No, because they were playing
when
we left.
They played Friday.
Are we missing a game in there then?
Are we missing a game? What's going on?
So they lost to St. Mary's
Friday,
to open it.
Beat St. Mary's No, they didn't play Saturday.
So they were just a hole in the
schedule.
Or
did they play Pauley?
No, that was the other bracket. That's the Eugene Regional.
Oh, yeah.
Oregon played Pauley on Saturday.
Oregon lost to Pauley. Yeah. Oregon's done.
Yeah. God.
Oregon no longer a baseball school.
Nope.
Oregon State still a baseball school. We'll see what happens today. So,
we may be
missing a game in there somewhere, but we know they lost to St. Mary's. They beat St. Mary's.
They didn't play Saturday.
And then they beat USC.
I bet the internet will tell us what happened.
They had two games.
Buck, why don't you get on that internet?
I'm going to produce some information here.
So they played two games yesterday and scored 34 runs.
Yes. I believe they just hit another home run right now.
And then they play USC tonight.
Yes.
Or right now.
Yes.
Right now.
Right meow.
So cool. Well, yeah, go Beavs.
Yes.
But isn't that a disadvantage, though? Like, I just can't imagine, like, in college you have that deep of pitching staffs, you know?
Someone's saying we think we may be missing TCU.
So they lost on Friday to St. Mary's.
Yeah.
On Saturday, they beat TCU to stay alive.
Yesterday was the doubleheader with St. Mary's.
So this is their fifth game.
It is their fifth game
in 4 days.
Yes.
That's tough on the pitching.
Yes, it is, which is why we're going with the opener.
I wonder if Mitch Canham can pitch.
He can catch.
He was a catcher, though.
Yeah. So maybe he can do like one of those.
Where's Luke Heimlich?
Wow, you had to go there.
Well, he was good.
You had to. He was good. You had to go there, though.
I did.
We got all this wave of positivity going towards our Beavers.
Our Beavers. No, they're going to beat USC. Come on.
No.
They,
oh, no.
What, they scored 20 on them last night?
They bludgeoned
them. Get out of here.
Did you waste too much of the offense?
I love that.
As if you got to save a couple of those runs.
Yeah, that's hold something back.
That's a very Seattle Mariners-esque approach. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't want to score too many runs. I don't think that's the way that works.
So when they go play Florida State only played three games because they won all three.
Yes.
So they're, you know, that's an advantage.
Well, I would assume so.
Although I was told by my Beaver friend last night who was watching it, he said that the Beavers played the max number of games in 2016 and still won the tournament.
Well, then I think what we can
conclude... Or maybe it was 2006.
We can conclude here is Oregon State guaranteed to win a national championship.
I think that's right.
I think that's where we're at, right?
That's right.
Bucks school, terrible at baseball. Oregon State guaranteed national championship.
Yeah, I wouldn't say terrible, but underwhelming, yes.
Should we fire the coach?
fire everybody!
Get Waz out of there? Yeah, maybe.
Well, and then we had the weird... I guess some people are defending it. I've never seen, to me, a more bewildering play at the plate.
It was brutal.
He called the guy out for
I'm sorry, that was terrible.
Malicious contact?
Nothing malicious about it.
That was a whole thing. But I got caught up in college baseball this weekend. I thought it was the best thing going.
Well, it was kind of the only thing going.
Well, we had Major League Baseball.
We had Scottie Scheffler winning it again.
Scottie Scheffler.
Again.
Yeah. Another one.
So,
which, you know,
It's like pretty boring.
Yeah. Go college baseball.
He had the same number of wins in May that the Colorado Rockies had.
Yeah. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Look at all these hot sports stats coming right out of the
gate
at you.
More importantly, my Mets back in first place, mainly because we played. Who is the Colorado Rockies?
Yeah.
Except they got the Dodgers now.
Yeah.
A little tougher. Going from the Rockies to the Dodgers, I think, as Mike Riley would say, I think we're playing the varsity now.
Well, can I say that the wildest thing to happen all weekend happened in the Oregon softball game? Can I say that? Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
I am saying that.
Go right ahead.
I am professing this.
I'm not going to pull a Furness. You can't say that.
I just did. Have you seen the vid? Do you see what happens? You know what I'm talking about? This is crazy.
I bet he hasn't seen it because this was wild.
I don't know if I've seen this.
So there is.
I'll send it to you now.
In the ninth inning of Oregon's softball game against Ole Miss.
Yes. And this is actually the College World Series.
The Oregon pitcher pitches the softball.
The dirt. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So dirt flies off of her cleat.
Yes.
Before she releases the pitch.
Yeah. It's in front of her. Yeah.
I didn't know this is where you were going.
She then fires the pitch like pitchers do.
Yeah.
I think
I think you have to. I don't think you can just wind up and then be like, not doing it.
So there's a bunch of dirt off her, a clump of dirt off her cleat right out in front of her. She rocket fires the hip pitch.
Mm-hmm. Randy Johnson-esque.
The ball hits, and there's a great slow-mo video of this. The ball hits the clump of dirt.
Yeah.
The dirt fragments into little smaller pieces of dirt.
It explodes, friendly fire style.
And one of the fragments, the shrapnel, hit the catcher right in the eye.
Right in the eye.
Right through the catcher's mitt. The mask. It was unbelievable. You cannot do that in a billion tries.
First off, kudos to the catcher for holding on to the ball. And yeah, then she goes down in a heap.
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry, I thought you were like, did I miss like a... I thought we had like some sort of big ending or whatever. No, I saw the
Although there club. Was one that didn't involve a Ducks team in the softball. Did you see the missed home plate fiasco?
Yeah, for Oregon?
For UCLA. UCLA Texas softball.
Yes. But they couldn't review it, right?
Yeah. It was
in the review they could see that she missed home plate, but it's not reviewable.
But wait, she went back. Okay, hold on. Slow down.
There's so much.
So much.
We didn't have anything. You
hot diamond talk.
You opened the show with another jab. Yes.
That's exactly what I did.
But there's all kinds of things. Okay, so wait a minute. So what would be the odds of the
Taylor Swift,
flying off the cleat just in the right place to be hit by the softball, just in the right trajectory to hit the catcher in the eye?
I am going to take a wild stab here and say that never before and never again in the history of underhandy baseball will that ever
happen again.
Or overhandy baseball.
Is it
both of them?
Is it more... what would be the word? Is it less likely than Randy Johnson hitting the bird with the pitch?
Yes. Because when I first saw this, my first thought was like, oh, it's Randy Johnson. But birds can fly across. Like, granted, we've never seen Randy Johnson again, probably never will again. But the bird is, it, I don't know, like, birds happen. Like, wait, I've
well, wouldn't this be akin to the bird flying across, the pitcher hitting the bird, and then the bird's beak flying off its head and hitting the catcher in the right in the eye?
But I think it'd be more along the line of, as you were throwing, if you kicked a bird, the bird went flying, then you hit the bird explodes, and then the beak. Because she's the one that kicked up the mud.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, because like, I just, this is more unlikely than the bird. My mom was driving to the car once, and her hand hit a bird. She had her hand out the window, you know, doing the, hey, I'm feeling the, wham, hit a bird.
Wow.
Like, I've hit birds with my car.
Did she have blood on her hand?
Yeah, it kind of messed her up. Got a big, like, laceration in it. Like, so, like, bird strikes happen in airplanes, but mud coming off the ground, and when mud comes up, mud usually isn't in, that's like the asteroid that Bruce Willis saved us all from. That had substance to it. And to have it hit, and then, like you said, you can see the little projectile right in the eye.
Yeah.
I mean, that, think amazing. About your whole face to hit, and right in your eye, that's it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That'll never be done again.
You're right. Try to duplicate that.
You can't. You could spend 10 years purposely trying to kick up mud, hit the ball with the mud, and get it in the eye, and it's not happening.
Now, UCLA, what Buck was talking about, is they have since been eliminated because they're playing Tennessee.
Yeah.
But they had a girl hit a game-tying home run in the last inning. Mm-hmm. She comes home to the celebration of other girls at the plate.
Yeah.
And she misses home plate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she goes back and touches home plate, but she was aided to do so,
yes.
Which apparently you can't do.
You're not allowed to do.
So they review it because Tennessee, the stupid Tennessee coaches are over there perusing the rule book, as one does. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what their job is to do.
Well, you got to be on top of these sorts of things. It's like Monty Python. How do you know that? I'm a king.
So
kings have to know these sorts of things.
It was like a 12, 13, 14 minute review. It took forever.
Yeah.
And they determined, well, she didn't hit the plate. She was aided to go back and touch the plate, but we can't review it.
Yeah.
So the run stands.
Even though you reviewed it and told us that you could. I mean, your eyes told you could review it because you said it happened.
You did review it. Yeah.
And then you just said, oh, we can't.
Yeah, we can't review it.
Yeah.
So then Tennessee, bottom of the inning, walk-off hit.
It was very confusing, though, because, like, he aided. So you can't be, like, they didn't pick her up. They just said, hey.
They just told her.
They said, hey, go back. But that?
Yeah. You know what you need is you need, like, a signal to go back and touch home plate.
So you could all just point at it, go touch that.
Well, no, because then they would know it's aided.
No, I think it's aided. You can't aid it physically. I think you can tell someone anything.
But
it's,
they didn't. Did she physically?
I don't know. Can I say something? I hate when we get like these.
We don't care about this.
No.
Also,
no.
The ball went over the fence.
Exactly. That's my point.
Like, she hit a home run.
She hit a home run.
Yeah.
I understand that at some point there has to be. Without rules, there's chaos. It's not NOM. There's rules here, Donnie. I get it. But there's a difference between leaving early on a tag up and a play. You hit the damn ball out of the park.
Yeah.
You hit the ball out of the park. Okay, like give me. You remember they used to have the proximity on second base when you know your turn of the
neighborhood
play?
Rule.
Yeah, the neighborhood. You hit a home run. It's a neighborhood rule. You came within a whisper of the base. You know what? You hit the damn home run. I don't like technicalities. That's not the spirit of the game.
I'm with you on that. But isn't this a little bit similar to the ball carrier dropping the ball before the goal line?
No, see, I disagree with that because that's still in play. Like, someone could come behind and you hit the ball. It is over. No, the defense can do nothing.
But you know you have such the play.
But the act of missing it is like the act of dropping the ball before. Like, you missed the main point here.
Just touch
the
plate.
You went to step on it and you missed it by, you know.
She didn't. She stepped right over it.
You missed it by a whisper.
Idiot.
I don't like it. I'm glad, even though it was confusing, I'm glad it stood. So
well, there's your hot softball opener.
Yeah,
how about that?
Well, we had
we love softball.
We went all over the place. We had softball. We had baseball.
Golf.
There was a. I've never seen this before. It was Saturday, I believe. I was sitting around and they had the UFC fights were going on, so I was watching it and they ran the little they run like a vignette. The main event was, because this wasn't like one of the big pay-per-views, just on ESPN. And so the big main event was these two ladies that were getting ready to go, you know, kick lady ass. And so they run the vignette about like this gal who's like, I'm coming for what's mine and it's been too long, blah, blah, blah. And they run the vignette and then it's just...
What's hers? Like a, is it a title or something?
She was like, she had been
what
injured.
What does she think
Everyone's coming for what's theirs. Don't you know?
Yeah. How is that hers?
I don't know. It's hers. Trust me. It was hers. Mm. The other gal had what's hers and she was coming to take what was rightfully hers. Because that's what they all say.
Okay.
But it's a little vignette thing. And I didn't really know who either one of these ladies are, but I don't know. I'm just sitting. I'm like, all right, here we go. Let's watch fight. So they run the vignette and then there's nothing. They just stop and the announcers aren't saying anything. And I was like, what is my TV frozen? And then they cut to the announcers and the announcers are just staring there. And they're like, we don't know the lady just, they like, as she was like walking down to the ring, they called off the fight.
Why?
They said that she had some sort of, she wasn't cleared to fight and they never explained what happened. Like literally
she had like a locker room meltdown.
I don't know to the, yeah. I mean, now granted, I didn't go back at, like the next day and like dig into it, but like the announcers didn't have an explanation. They were flummoxed. They were like, the one guy, Daniel Cormier, he's like, dude, I've been doing this for how many years ago? I've never seen this. Like, we ran the vignette. They were in our ears saying, run the vignette, which means she was waiting to like walk through the curtain, like WWE style. So somewhere in between running the vignette of I'm coming for what's mine, they said she can't fight. And they didn't do an interview, nothing. She just, it was over. And then like that was
what's her name? Do we know?
I don't remember. Couldn't tell you. Just look at UFC main event canceled. Never seen it. Been watching that sport for 15 plus years. Never seen before the fight, literally 30 seconds before it's supposed to happen. Didn't happen.
Macy Barber. They said she suffered a potential seizure minutes before fighting.
Well, wouldn't they? But they didn't say that on the broadcast. They wouldn't tell us what happened.
They're probably trying to, you know, protect her a little bit.
So she had a, wouldn't that be, okay. So again, you want to talk about something you've never seen. You're walking to a fight and you just have a seizure?
Well, this is saying last minute medical, they did call it a last minute medical issue on there.
Yeah, and that was.
But apparently it was.
No one knew.
It was a seizure.
And the one guy, Cormier, was kind of giving her hell for it. I was like, God, it was very awkward. Because one of the announcers was like, hey, cut her some slack. And the other guy was like bashing her. It was the weirdest like 3 minutes of TV. You love booth tension? Boy, let me tell you what. There was some serious booth tension.
Yeah, I'm with the one. I mean, like, how do you have a seizure? I mean, come on, loser.
That's basically what the one guy was saying.
Of course I'm joking.
No, but that's what.
Yes.
That's what the color guy was saying.
I can imagine.
And by the way.
There are people that
let me just stop right now. The color commentator.
What?
I said.
Colored.
I said the color guy.
You need to be careful.
No, he was the color commentator. I don't want anyone.
Can we clip that?
No, don't. He's the color commentator. Want that abundantly
God,
clear.
You are so problematic.
Oh, yeah, they signed that brown guy, and then I went right past it.
I just, the moment it came out of my mouth, I was like, no, color commentator. He was like, bashing her.
Well.
I've never seen anyone like it.
Hey,
so you have a seizure and the guy's like, you candy ass, get in the cage.
It's a tough sport.
I guess.
You know?
I don't think he can fight after a seizure, right?
I feel like most people in that sport, they probably don't even know what a seizure is.
Yeah, they don't care.
And they don't, yeah. You fight no matter what.
I feel like the cornea like guy was literally like, dude, get your ass up off the ground.
Well, yeah.
You had a seizure, you're fine now.
Is she breathing?
Go.
She should fight.
Go fight.
That's the way those people think.
Yeah. It was,
and it's part of why they're great at what they do, probably.
But also psychotic.
But it's, it's not.
Dude, it was weird. It was really, really weird.
Not ideal.
No. And then they cut to her opponent, and the opponent was like, that bitch. They were like, well, are you going to fight her again? She's like, no, I'm not. They were blaming her for having a seizure.
So wait,
that
she win?
Whiny bitch. Yeah.
Does the other girl win?
Yeah, the other girl wins.
Dude, easy.
And they were asking like, hey, when she's healthier, are you willing to fight her again? She's like, no, I'm not dealing with this. They basically, the entire broadcast buried a gal for having a seizure and not being able to fight.
All right. Opening seggy right there.
There you go.
With bonus MMA.
Seizure time.
Seizure time.
We're walking. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let me take a look at that.
Coming up next, we will get to headlines on the fan. All right, let's get to today's headlines, where we start.
1-0 Beavs, by the way.
My Beavs.
Suck it, SC.
Leading the Trojis.
Hell yeah.
1-0. Mm-hmm. They are in the bottom of the first. So, yeah. Well on their way.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
What do you think of the synthetic fields?
Yeah, it's a... You know, it's a little weird.
It's like it's all synthetic, like no dirt.
Well, that's the so they built a bunch of new high schools out in Washington.
I mean, I get it in Oregon. It's just
and they all have the synthetic fields.
It's just very interesting to watch.
Well, and I've seen some of the synthetic fields, but have real dirt. But this is not this. It's synthetic grass just painted brown on the base pass, and it's odd. But I mean, I suppose it's not much difference because you're sliding into the little rubber pellets anyway. So I guess it's probably cheaper to maintain and you don't have to worry about, you know, the rain and all that. So
I feel like it's a fast surface, but you probably get true hops.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Well, whether you like it or not, it's here. I mean, it's here.
It looks nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it almost looks real.
Well, I think the biggest thing is it just allows you to play more baseball year-round. You don't get bogged down fields, and especially up here in the Northwest where
he is an idiot.
Maybe there's enough like non-precipitation to play, but you don't want to have the field as the excuse.
So I caught the beginning of this. So when my senior year at BYU, we replaced our practice fields with this. I don't even know what you call this.
Synthetic?
Yeah, but there's always been synthetic. So the rubber, I don't know. What is the official name? Because like there was AstroTurf, there was OmniTurf, whatever this is called with the ground up rubber pellets.
This says artificial turf.
Oh.
I mean.
Well, I think there is a specific name.
Field turf.
Field turf. There you go. Field turf.
Yeah.
Because on field turf, you can actually wear cleats. The old turf, you had to wear turf shoes. And sometimes you wouldn't even wear those because your knee would blow out. Like, so when we got these, when we got the practice fields, it certainly took some getting used to. And it was 1,000 times better than the old AstroTurf or OmniTurf, like what the Cougs had. But it was 1,000,000 times worse than real grass. So, and then my brief little stint in the NFL, everyone had grass fields. But some of the practice fields had started to turn into this. And now this is kind of the universal, this is what everyone uses. So I think you split the happy medium is no one would rather play on this than grass. But everyone would rather play on this than any sort of old turf that we had. So, you know, it's like a splitting of the difference. But like when the World Cup comes here, if you don't put in real grass, you can't host a game. So there's some places that are tearing out their turf fields and putting in real grass. Otherwise, they won't play. And like Messi down in Miami, he will not play ever in Portland. Even when Miami comes here, he will not play. He will not play on this field turf.
So I'm guessing you save... Well, one, it's probably more expensive to put in.
Yes.
But it's a one-time thing.
You save on the cost.
And I'm guessing... Well, I don't think you save on...
No, the long-term...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Upkeep. I'm guessing you don't. This is a stupid question, but do they even have a groundskeeper for that?
Yeah, you get on a little like tractor and it drags something behind and it fluffs up the grass. So
well,
if
it's
you've
not
ever,
grass,
it is. So if you've ever seen it, it's really weird. So when it's they have some sort of I don't know what's underneath it. So they do like some sort of sand or gravel for drainage or whatever, and then they roll out this turf. And before the rubber pellets are put in, there are literally blades of fake grass, and they're all laid down. So it is grass, and
it's
all
fake
laid down.
Grass.
It's fake grass.
But that's what I'm saying.
But it is blades of grass, and then they come through and they fill it with all that dirt, and then it stands the grass up. So I do think that the maintenance on it is they come and they re-fluff the grass.
So you do need George Toma out there. Fluffing.
But
you need a fluffer.
But you need like one guy as opposed to like a crew. And then they like spray it down with water for a long time.
And do they even cover it with
when
it rains?
I don't think so. Maybe at a professional level, but like the high school and collegiate, no, it's never covered. The rain's fine. And like I said, you can wear cleats or you can wear kind of turf shoes. So it's way more versatile.
Yeah. Somebody said the University of Texas has the old turf with the dirt islands. You remember those?
Yeah.
That's what the old Royal Stadium used to have.
Yeah.
You know, the AstroTurf with just the dirt around the bases.
Yeah.
God.
Well, I mean.
And seams and lips.
And so anyone that complains about this, I'm telling you, if you ever played on bad old turf, I like people don't even.
I can't believe they played on that.
Yeah.
It was and, like cement.
Yeah. And it's hard to like, I don't, I try never to be old football guy. You know, like,
but here you are going to be old football guy.
I'm not complaining. I'm not doing the back when I played.
No, but it was rough.
We had 2 days, but if you've ever played on bad turf, the two that I remember, well, there's three: Minnesota's turf and the old, what was that? The Metrodome, or no, where the, yeah, the Metrodome where the Vikings play. Oh my God. That was an NFL team. And that was concrete. I mean, just rock hard. Syracuse, the Carrier Dome, was so abrasive that we couldn't stretch. When you would go down to do calisthenics, you know, just like kneel down to stretch, it would hurt. And so we were like, what if you can't kneel or sit on something because it's stabbing you?
Oh, I'm hurt.
We all thought about like, oh my God, when we fall, what's this gonna feel like? Like you left with no skin. And then when we played in El Paso, the home of the Great Sun Bowl, there were seams sometimes in the turf that were probably an inch wide. So you just be running and then there would be an inch seam in the turf where it was concrete underneath it. That's what like they call the turf monster. You could literally get your foot caught in seams. And there is a awful clip. I believe it's Mike Quick. It was a receiver from, I think it was Bears Eagles. And it was at the old Veterans Stadium, and he goes to jump for a pass, and both of his turf shoes get caught in the turf. And as he elevates, both of his kneecaps explode. Ooh. You can see, like, you can see the ripple up through his knees. Blew out both of his knees because his feet caught. So the stuff that they played on was just, it was ungodly, like, unsafe.
So it was basically, it was asphalt?
Yes.
Or cement?
Cement.
And then a little foam layer.
Yep.
And then just the turf.
And then depending on who you were, some people had better, like, non-abrasive turf. But it was, I never played on turf that I, like, anytime you went to play on turf, you were like, F. You knew what you were
in. Well, the other thing, too, is I would think that it would rip up your knees.
It was.
You know?
Like, Earl Campbell claims that.
But I just mean, like, from the pounding.
From pounding.
Like, it's like running on pavement.
Yeah, Earl Campbell can't walk anymore. He's basically crippled, and he blames playing in Houston, the old Astrodome. He blames it on that. A lot of those old-timers in the 70s and early 80s, because that was like, that was the beginning of AstroTurf, and they had no idea what they were doing. And yeah, a lot of them blame, I mean, not just career ending, but life altering injuries, wear and tear on those things.
All right. More on what is happening in the NCAA baseball tournament, second SEC. We'll get to that coming up next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, so much for the mighty SEC, huh? Am I right?
Huh? One and two. Bye-bye. First time it's happened since they've gone to the seeds.
Since 1999, first time that the top two seeds eliminated in the regional round. So Vandy was number one. Texas was number two. They're out.
And they lost to Wright State and...
Seems to me that...
Some other school that I was like, who?
A lot of the team... You know, the Ducks lost to freaking Utah Valley.
Yeah.
Pauley. It's like, it just seems to me that a lot of these smaller schools in baseball are, they got pretty good teams.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're kind of no difference, really.
Well, and we talk about this all the time, that postseason baseball is the least, especially in this format, what would you say? It's the least indicative of what a regular season means. I mean.
Well, there's so few games.
There's so few games.
But I mean, if you have one stud pitcher at like a Utah Valley or whatever, like that, I mean. That's worth its weight in gold right
there. Yeah.
So anyway, the SEC can suck it because Vandy and Texas are out. Florida is out. Georgia is out. Alabama is out. Mississippi State is out. And Kentucky is out. All of them eliminated this past weekend.
Yeah, I think the only ones that left were left standing were Arkansas and Auburn, I believe.
And LSU, Tennessee. Who's one of the favorites to win the whole thing, they play Little Rock today.
Yeah, for...
They're minus like 3,500.
Yeah, Little Rock's taking them winner take all in this one. So
isn't Tennessee still alive?
Yeah, they're in a winner-take-all game today as well.
So they're not eliminated yet. The only ones that have gone on, I think, that have been passed through already are Arkansas and
that's correct.
Auburn.
From the SEC.
From the SEC.
Yeah.
Yes.
But Duke's in there.
Yeah.
UCLA made it.
Did I also see Duke got one of their players kicked out for bringing a prop out during a home run celebration?
Yeah, I think they called it taunting, even though it was like celebrating with the teammate.
Yeah.
I
forget what it is, but you know, like the Mariners have like the home run trident and like the Orioles do.
They did one of those home run bits where like, you know, you put on a jacket or you carry a thing around.
Well, what did they do?
Well, they claimed he taunted the other team with whatever it was and then he got tossed for it.
Yeah, they ran him.
Yeah, because they're saying that he got thrown out because he took the home run celebration prop onto the field.
Yes.
It's supposed to stay in the dugout?
Yes. Apparently you can't bring props out onto the field. And the Duke coach was like, are you serious? Because they were just celebrating. He came out of the dugout with it, and they were like, nope.
What did he have exactly?
I'm looking it up here.
So they
were down 2-0 late in the game and took a lead to A.J. Garcia's home run and a 2-run single by Sam Harris. Garcia briefly finished celebrating his home run when Sam Harris drove in the go-ahead run. It just says Duke's home run celebration prop onto the field to greet his teammates after they took the lead. The prop was a hard hat. And yeah, when you look at it, the Garcia, like he leaves the dugout, but he doesn't really run out onto the field. He's just kind of out of the dugout. Like, you know, like where like kind of the on deck circle would be. And it was a hard hat and they rung him. They're like, yeah, like you're gone. Can't do it. Which again, I go back to letter of the law, spirit of the law. Dude, I get it. If you bring out a sledgehammer or a trident and you're pointing at the other team, sure. But my God, the guy's got a hard hat and he left the dugout by a couple steps. Get the cob out of your ass. It's like the NFL no fun league.
And in baseball history being made.
Yeah.
In college, we have the first ever undefeated season.
Yeah, I saw
Did
this.
Did you see that?
Yeah, was it Shreveport? Or not Shreveport?
I think it's Shreveport.
Shreveport. NAIA?
Germany's a great city.
It is a great city.
Yeah, NAIA national champions, LSU Shreveport. And they went 59-0.
Dude, I don't care what level you play at.
Yes.
If you go 59-0 in baseball, that's freaking nuts.
That is incredible.
Yes.
It makes you wonder what they would do. Like, NAIA is pretty low level,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's pretty low level.
So I wonder just how good are they? You know, like,
yeah,
if you put them in against these college teams, these upper-level college
teams.
I'm
guessing they don't go 59-0.
Well, of course they don't. But I just, how would they fare?
I'm guessing not very
how
well.
How good are they?
NAIA is. No offense to anyone that's NAIA.
Oh, here we go.
No.
Offending all the NAIA bros out there?
Doesn't... Dusty was an NAIA guy.
Ooh.
And he even admit, like, you know, this isn't anything...
If you know, you know.
You know, you know. Okay, let's, you know. It's a lot of you know. There may be some people that are delusional, but I think all the people on that baseball team understand that if they played LSU, that wouldn't go well. You know, thinking that's probably a pretty safe.
Who do you think's the greatest NAIA player of all time?
Oh, I'm sure there's a Hall of Famer. At any sport?
Yeah. I don't. Did somebody just, yeah, like I've never really thought about NAIA much. So now I am, and now I wonder who dominated.
Oh, I guarantee.
Maybe Big Suit could have.
So I just got a list of NAIA athletes who made the NFL. That includes Patrick Creighton, the wide receiver, Derek Ward, who I don't know, and Tyrone Gross from Eastern Oregon University.
I played at Eastern, huh?
It looks like Willis Reed, maybe.
What?
Was an NAIA.
The great?
Yeah. He spends. Yeah.
Scottie Pippen was NAIA.
Oh, that's right. Central Oklahoma or whatever.
Central Arkansas.
Arkansas.
So this was.
So it was Dennis Rodman, Southeastern Oklahoma.
There you go.
Scottie Pippen, greatest NAIA athlete of all time. Got to be.
Jack Sikma.
I would assume, because no one on that NFL list was.
Elgin Baylor.
Oh.
Has an NAIA quarterback ever made the NFL?
I'm guessing no.
Why can't you answer my NAIA questions?
Willis Reed.
I'm looking to see, like, yeah, when I'm looking at the football players, it's not a great list. Austin Dodge?
John Kitna, NAIA.
Hey, Austin Dodge, Southern Oregon. Oh, Kitna is?
Yeah, Central Washington.
Okay. There you go.
No, there you go.
You just answered?
No, I told you. There you go.
You just answered your own question.
I sure did. AI did it for me, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what.
Scotty Brocious? Is he a... Oh, Dave Craig.
Oh.
Milton. Dave Craig played at Milton College.
All-time, I believe, NFL interception leader, Dave Craig.
Really? He's thrown more picks than anybody?
He was at one point. Now, we may have surpassed that, but yes, I believe at one point, Dave Craig was the all-time NFL interception
leader. Lou Brock was NAIA.
Man, how about this NAIA team we're putting together here?
From Shreveport. So if you go back from the history of the world, we can piece together. And could we piece together an entire team? I think right now the NBA would be the best team because Willis Reed, we got Elgin Baylor, we got Scottie Pippen, Jack Sikma.
That's pretty good.
That's a good squad.
Yeah,
like we're winning some games.
By the way, most picks is Brett Favre.
Oh, Favre
by a lot.
Well, again, that's why I said at the time. Who's number two?
George Blenda.
Oh.
So, yeah, I don't know. Who were we talking about? Craig?
I thought it was Dave Craig.
Let's see where
maybe
he is.
Maybe he was the Seahawk leader. He threw a lot of picks.
Yeah.
But Dave Craig was really good. He threw a lot of picks.
There he is. Dave Craig was, he's like 31st.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know where he got that. That's fake news.
Fake news.
Matt Stafford, though, creeping up on the Dave Craig interception number. About that.
Oh, someone is saying that maybe he was the fumble leader, but it has since been surpassed. Do I have my fumbles?
Well, you don't have your Dave Craig facts squared away, and for that, I'm disappointed.
Mm.
So the Beavers headed to the bottom of the third. They are leading the Trojans right now, 1-0. The winner goes to if the Beavers win, they host the Super Reg against those vaunted Florida State Seminoles. Mm.
And yes, at one point, Dave Craig was the NFL fumbles leader. I had my
fumbles.
Picks. You know who he's been surpassed by, though? Brett Favre.
Favre has the record for interceptions and fumbles.
Yes, Brett Favre has. Dave Craig fumbled 153 times. Brett Favre fumbled 166.
Is this lost fumbles or just fumbles recovered by either team?
Just says fumbles.
It's probably a lost fumble.
Is Favre just Jameis Winston from another era?
Boy, I.
He was a lot
better.
He
was a lot better than Jameis Winston, but he did. You forget about Favre turning it over all the time.
Well, because he
being
was like
a man of increase.
He did it in a lovable way, where it's like, I'm a gunslinger, and look, some
and
of
he
the,
would win,
and some of the stuff Brett Favre could do.
Yeah,
he is as talented a. He's not Jameis Winston. He's a better Jeff George, because Jameis Winston does not have the physical skills. Brett Favre might be the most talented thrower of the football. He was kind of a boob, though. He wasn't really dedicated. He didn't do a lot of film study. He made a lot of dumb plays. He just played backyard quarterback with a substance abuse problem and liked to drink. He was a better Johnny Manziel. He just was incredible. And very few guys can get away with it. It's like one of those, can you imagine if Brett Favre had the prep skills of like a Peyton Manning? You would have had a football god, but you didn't. You got a guy that drank his way out of Atlanta and then got to Green Bay and liked pills and sending DPs to reporters.
Well, that was later, wasn't it? That was Jets?
That was the Sturger. Yeah.
Yeah, he was old by then. Old and shrivelly.
I think Brett liked it. Brett liked to have a good time.
Hey, he was a simple man.
Yeah, he was a simple man.
Country boy.
There you go, Favre, Nolan Ryan of the NFL. Because Ryan has a lot of losses.
Simple until it comes to masterminding a grifting campaign in Louisiana or Mississippi.
I tell you what, that Nolan Ryan comp is pretty good.
Yeah, because Ryan's numbers aren't necessarily the best. He just struck out a lot of people.
Well, he's got a ton of wins, though.
Yeah, he's got a ton of Ks. And no hitters.
Yeah, seven or eight no hitters.
But there is a lot of people that claim that Nolan Ryan is really overrated. That if you were starting a team, he's not the guy you'd go with. And I think that's a good one with
Favre.
Who
was better in their sport?
That's a really good question.
I think it's Favre by a nose, but I'm not confident in that at all.
Yeah, Nolan Ryan.
I'm very confident.
Yeah.
That dude had 5,700 strikeouts and threw 7 no-hitters.
Yeah, well,
383 strikeouts in a season.
He whiffed everybody.
Yeah.
And he was a badass. He was like a tough guy.
And we remember him. He was the Clint Eastwood of Major League Baseball. He whooped Robin Ventura's ass.
Yeah, gave him a noogie.
Yeah. But his record isn't that great, right?
He had a lot of wins, but I think he also had a lot of losses.
He went 324.
Yeah, dude, that's a lot of wins.
But he lost 292 games.
Yeah, he almost lost 300 games.
Yes. And his ERA...
Total strikeouts?
Like I said, it was over 5,000,
yeah.
I believe.
All time? Yeah, does Favre...
Because Favre had a bunch of records, too. I mean, Favre...
He did, but Brady came along.
For a long time, and yeah.
Broke him.
But that's a really good...
Now I'm thinking it was Nolan Ryan that was better.
Nolan Ryan had 5,700 strikeouts.
Does Favre have a number like that?
Yeah, probably yards and touchdowns. I'll get you
tutties.
When go to break, I'll come back and I will get you career rankings, because it's where does Nolan Ryan stack career in the major categories? And by the way, he had an ERA for a career as long as he pitched. You want to guess what his ERA was? Because he played forever. He played till he was 46.
I'm going to say it was 3.6?
3.19.
3.19, wow.
Yeah. For someone that pitched till they're 46, I thought that
that's
was
amazing.
I thought that was going to be because of the end years.
He was
I thought
awesome.
That would have been above 4.
All right, well, get on that,
dude. At 44 years old, he had a 2.91 ERA.
Maybe it's Nolan Ryan then.
All right, well, I'm going to get you a little comp.
Yeah, get on it.
Well, my,
come on, man. We'll wrap up headlines next with big NFL news and a Mariner note on the fan.
I have an answer.
Wait.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hold on. I have an update first. It's very important.
I like updates.
Arquette, 2-run home run.
Boom.
Beavers now up 3-0.
Suck it, USC.
On the Trojans.
What an exciting time.
Beavers got a little magic and a little revenge because USC is kind of the one that blew up the conference.
They're playing well.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you got?
It's Brett Favre.
Is it?
Yeah.
Over So the question is who was better in their sport, Brett Favre or Nolan Ryan?
And honestly, I'll read. It's an impressive list, but it's not.
Both were amazing.
And upon a further review, it's not close. And here's Nolan Ryan's highlights. Nolan Ryan was a 8-time All-Star. He won a World Series in 1969, and he won 2 ERA titles. Obviously, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Cy Young.
Here's my all-time strikeout leader, mm-hmm. all-time no-hitter. He also has more walks than anyone else. He has the lowest opponent batting average lifetime.
Lowest what? Opponent
batting average.
Really? Ever?
Ever.
No kidding.
Ryan holds his major league record for the lowest lifetime batting average against .204. So
Turley just hit a home run. Oregon State's now up 4-0.
Ha ha! Go Beavs. Shout out to Joey Wong, the Wonger, texting me over the weekend, loving his Beavs. Lowest opponent batting average, which I didn't know. Hitters hit .204 against him.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. He also holds the record for fewest hits per 9 innings over a career. And again, he pitched till he was 46. He gave up 6.5 hits per 9 innings. He also has more 300 strikeout seasons than anyone else. Did it 6 different times, major league record.
So no, did he ever win the Cy Young?
Never won a Cy Young.
Wow.
Only finished second once. He finished in the top 15 8 times, but only finished, he was never got better than second, and that was only one time. So, and then here is Brett Favre. Favre holds the record for most consecutive starts, 297. 321 if you include the playoffs. That's ridiculous. He has more completions than any other player in the NFL history. He has more pass attempts than anyone in NFL history. He holds the record for most seasons with 300 plus completions, most games with 100 yards passing, 290 of them. Most seasons leading the league in touchdown passes. He also holds most career interceptions and most career fumbles and most times sacked. So there is the, that's kind of like the Nolan Ryan loss thing.
Or walks,
right? That's not great. Now here's the good part. Passing yards, he's fourth all time.
Well, again, Nolan Ryan's number one in K's.
Yeah, follow me though. At one point he was one, but he got passed. So he was fourth, but when he went, at one point he was number one. He's fourth all time in touchdowns, and again, at one point was number one and has been passed. Okay. Passer rating, he's 19th all time. So again, through a lot of picks, that's not necessarily the end all to be all. Super Bowl champion, made one, went to two, lost 11 times Pro Bowl, 3-time first team All Pro, but this is the difference. So 3-time. All pro, and he was a 3-time MVP.
Ah, there you go.
Nolan Ryan never won a Cy Young, never won an MVP. Favre was, and when you don't, Pro Bowls don't matter, but when you are first team all pro, that means you are the best quarterback in the league. End of story. So to do that 3 times and win 3 MVPs, and by the way, he won those MVPs in a row. He won it from 95, 96, 97. No one's ever done it before. So that alone, I mean, it's an amazing career for both of them, but to be the best player at that position 3 years in a row and no one's ever done it, that puts Favre over the top.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's amazing.
All right. Well, I'm glad we did that.
Yes.
By the way...
and when I looked up, like, best top 10 pitchers of all time...
Ryan's not a top 10.
He's not a top 10 guy. He kind of falls into that, like, other category. When you bring up top 10 quarterbacks of all time... There's not a list that doesn't have Brett Favre.
Brett Favre?
Yes.
Nolan Ryan's, the 1 year where he finished second at Cy Young voting, mm-hmm. I wanted to see who he did not, who won the Cy Young.
Yeah.
It was the great Jim Palmer.
Oh.
And his...
His underwear?
Underwear. Also, fun fact, Brett Favre and Nolan Ryan's careers did overlap.
Oh, yeah.
They played at the same time.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
Early 90s. So there you go.
So we answered that. It's close, but the MVPs you
Thank
just
you.
Can't.
Brett Favre v. Nolan Ryan. I don't know how that came up, but
well, and I watched Nolan Ryan play. I mean, I was a little younger, but again, when you say if you had a season or a game, no one's going to say that I think you want Nolan Ryan. There's just other players that come to mind, and at one point, I think Favre was that guy. For a lot of people. I think it's been surpassed, but...
If I wanted to intimidate the other team, I would pick Nolan Ryan.
I wouldn't.
Like, if it were aura and reputation and kind of... I guess the way their story is told in the game, it's Nolan Ryan. But just statistically, yeah, it's definitely fine.
Well, Nolan was always...
I want the big unit on there if I'm trying to intimidate people.
Well, I just meant whether it's Brett Favre saddling up a quarterback or Nolan Ryan on the mound. Yeah.
But
yeah.
The thing about Nolan was, even though he wasn't the greatest,
yeah,
he was feared.
Yes.
Like he was, his 100%. Fastball was freaking nasty.
Yep.
He could also get wild and bean your ass, and he could kick your ass. Like he would... He would, like Robin Ventura, he turned Robin Ventura into a little whiny baby.
Yeah.
And that was great. Kiss the ball, you little
bitch.
That's
an old man.
Yeah.
He put him in a headlock.
Just a tough old Texas boy.
I will tell you what, that's the sort of guy that, like, he'll be like in his mid-60s or like early 70s, and some punk on the street will try to, like, steal his wallet, and old-ass Nolan Ryan ends up going to give him a two-piece combo and lay his ass out.
Good luck to me.
Exactly.
Yeah, now. All right, coming up next, we'll wrap up headlines, a couple of NFL notes that are noteworthy, notable notations of note, and then we will get our primetime stock watch in on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.